Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Faith on the Road to Success. I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. As we are entering this part of the year, it's September. We have the possibility of major holidays coming up. I say major because some people do not celebrate them all. But we have Halloween. We have Thanksgiving. We have Christmas. We have New Year's. And as we travel our own individual roads to success, it is necessary for us to determine, period. This is one of the most difficult periods for entrepreneurs to get through because we have a tendency, once we get off the track, once we get out of our normal regimen, whatever that may be, we sometimes consider ourselves lost. We consider the cause lost. But in order to make it through, we need to have some plans. And this is an excellent area or an excellent time to work on those things because it is difficult, but we can make it as easy as possible by planning. Now, we've talked before about doing things every day, and it's important that we do things every day. But it is important that we nourish other parts of our life, spiritual life, our interaction with other people, our interaction with family, and just our existence. Now, we will have coming up these holidays, there may be other things that interfere with keeping and maintaining a schedule. And this is part of life. But it is a good example of what is possible as we make it through this part of the year. We've gone through periods before where we've had to maintain ourselves. Early on in the program, we looked at how to get back on track. Back on track. Because what happens is we have many of our goals, our desires, our aspirations. This is why in the early days, and if you have not done this, don't beat yourself up over it. Just do the corrective action necessary. We looked at why were we doing the business? Or why were we doing what we were doing? I changed the word business because in some cases, it is not a business. It is something that you want to do. I find that when money is our only objective, it is more difficult to survive than when we have another value that's set there. There may be parents, there may be grandparents that want to show their children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren what is possible. And there is so much that's available and possible. Today, I posted on Amazing Black History, which will be our topic on Sunday, about the 25th Cavalry Bicycle Troops. Bicycle troops. The Army set out a regiment, an all-black regiment, with the exception of the head, which is always what happened back in the day. And we need to change that because we need to show that we are capable of doing self-direction, that we are self-motivated, that we can move, that we can accomplish. And this is no more important than in our own neighborhood, our own community, among our own people. And I'm not just saying this to put down anyone else, because that doesn't have to be the case. I feel that many other people are misdirected, and that's because they just don't know. What we are doing here is we are listening and looking at those things that are seldom brought up. So what are you going to do over the Thanksgiving holidays? Are you going to be able to maintain your values every day? Or should you stop and resume at a period of time? Yeah, this is real. This is something that we look at, because I continually tell you, make time for yourself, make time for your family, make time for others. It is a part of life. We can't live in a cave and expect to come out stepping out like out of a bandbox on Fifth Avenue. It doesn't work that way. Sometimes we may find ourselves surprised if we have put in the work and that's the direction that it leads. But what we find is that it is necessary to plan. Let us look. Most people don't go to extensive celebrations on Halloween, but it can be disruptive because we have kids coming by trick-or-treating. Are you going to leave your lights on or are you going to leave them off? Currently where I live, I don't have any trick-or-treaters because there's a great distance between houses. And it is not necessarily a walking distance. On the road that I live on, I believe there are 9 houses. And that considers both sides and from the start to the end of it. So we have some things in case, but we are not prepared for a large night of trick-or-treaters. And so this is a minor interruption in our lives. Thanksgiving is oftentimes much more disruptive because either we're doing a lot at home or we're doing a lot away. Now, some people don't have this problem either because they are limited on the number of people they visit, the number of contacts that they make, and what have you. There is nothing wrong with that either, although I think that we get refreshment and reinvigoration when we interact with people, because ideas are interactive. Support for your ideas comes from interaction, and you have to be careful with this support. We run into negative people in our lives. Many times we do. We are on a high, so to speak, because we have discovered something. We are moving along. And we have one of these negative Nellies that comes along and just breaks your spirit, breaks it. Now, the only person that can allow that to happen is you. Sometimes you have to minimize your contact with these people. In rare and extreme circumstances, it may be necessary to cut off all contact. I don't necessarily recommend this, but sometimes we have to find people that we can be around that are supportive. Sometimes we have to be that support for someone else. When we look at successful people, we see people with different ideas, but they come together because they have a positive mental attitude. They have a way of looking at problems. They have a way of coming up with solutions. Are all of them the same? No, they're not. But the environment is there. We may have people that are writers. You may have people that when you're around, you just get a creative sense, a creative feel of what is possible. And it keeps you going and keeps you motivated. And you want to make sure that you don't pull those people down as well. So as we look at the possibility of Thanksgiving, we have to consider, are we traveling? Or are people coming to us? Or are we just going to go to a restaurant? Or are we just going to stay home and do what we've done before? I really encourage variety in life because it gives us a chance to see different aspects of that life. If we have an idea of serving people, for example, and service is a very enormous area of our lives, if that is what you want it to be. There are people that may look forward to going to their church and serving a meal to people that don't always have a meal. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's your goal, then God bless you, my friends. I've done that. I have gone to church. I've cooked for events. And it is something that stimulates the soul. You may not be the cook. You may be the one that's serving. You may be the one that's cleaning up. But you find it invigorating. It's something that brings joy to your soul. If it is, then are you going to do that again this year? If you're not, that's okay too. But what I'm trying to get across to you is to try to plan as much as possible. If you're traveling, you need to know in advance what you're going to take. And some of this can be determined by the weather. You know, we can see 10-day forecasts. We can see, and those have some degree of accuracy, although they can change. Today's forecast can change. But we want to, as much as possible, be aware of what we're going into. If you have problems with food, and many people do, you're around some of the greatest cooks around because they bring their specialties. And we've come to look for them every year, year in, year out. Got to have some of that sweet potato pie. Have to have some of that whatever it is that they make, a casserole or this or that. And we look forward to that. That is part of life. I want to tell you something else. We see that many people live a good, rich life, sometimes because they have pets. It is a knowing that someone else is dependent upon you that gives you the fortitude to push through. We know that that animal can't get up and cook breakfast or lunch or dinner or go out or do whatever is necessary. And so we have a value in our life. And for that reason, some people have pets. For some people, it is not necessarily feasible. In my case, I don't have pets because prior to COVID, we used to do an awful lot of traveling. And it is expensive to have pets housed or someone come in and take care of them. That's just part of the reality. You have to consider those parts. Some people are able to take their pets with them. Some people don't want to subject them to being in the hold of a plane for hours upon hours. It is these decisions that you have to make. And while some of them may be difficult, I think it gives us practice on making decisions as well. Now, if one of these decisions goes wrong, we should learn from it and move on. You know, we can't second guess every decision that we have ever made. Because I believe that God puts in our experiences a learning lesson, a learning lesson. And oftentimes we learn more from our mistakes. In fact, I'll say it. We learn more from our mistakes than we learn from our successes. Because we learn things that don't work. And therefore, we have to look for things that work. And when we look for things that work, is this the best way to make them work? These are ideals that should come with you at all times. Some of you may have your eye on politics. Some of you may have your idea on writing poetry, prose, or an inspirational book, motivational book, or just a thriller. All of these genres are available and serve a purpose. I go through a lot of my material for Amazing Black History on Audible. But Audible is more than just a source of those things that I find of primary interest. That's my primary interest. But I can go through books on music or musicians, sports figures, thrillers, comedies. All of them are there. And they need to be a part of our life. Because I think when we become monotonous in what we stand for, what we represent, what we believe that we can do, we become stagnant in a way. It may be now is the time to go see that play that's traveling through. Or maybe you want to go to a city where such is taking place. There is no right or wrong answer on those, my friends. There is not. What we have to do is just prepare for it. Be ready for it. And this is a part of life. This is a part of success that we look at. Like I said, we may spend our time at church for whatever reason. And I think it's invigorating many times to get involved in group activities, be they large, small, helping activities, be they large or small. Sometimes politics, but politics can be very, very tricky. If you are traveling to a distant city, what are you going to do? Go to dinner one day and be there a week? That's fine. But you may also find that there are resources there that you can utilize. Let me mention one of the activities that a person can utilize. If you're anywhere near Spartanburg, South Carolina, Friday coming at 7 p.m. in the Harlem Room of the Spartanburg Public Library at 151 Church Street, located at the corner of Church and Kennedy Street. For those of you interested in Black history, there is a program about a flag that was hand-sewn 150 years ago as Black people were celebrating the end of the Civil War. And that represented freedom. Freedom. And I find that in so many instances, we have events that we want to know about. Include that on your calendar. Include that as part of what you're going to do. It may be that you go to dinner earlier or later or a different day, but this is something that I'm looking forward to. That's at the Spartanburg Public Library in Spartanburg, South Carolina, on Friday coming at 7 p.m. in the Harlem Room. It's upstairs in the library. I find that knowing many of the people working in the library, I have access to things that I would not normally know. Why? Because people at the library are focused on finding information. You may go in and ask, are there people, clubs, groups that meet that are interested in this? I've also indicated that knowing what is in the newspaper is also useful. And many times there is a day in which they print a lot of material on upcoming meetings, upcoming activities. If the activity itself is not your cup of tea, you don't have to go. But sometimes you meet people there that have interests the same as yours. And I've had this happen. What I'm advancing is the utilization of our time. We need rest. We need relaxation. We have people fighting in the war, and they are given rest and relaxation. They're not like the Harlem Hellfighters, who fought longer than any other unit in World War I. I didn't say longer than any other Black unit. I said longer than any other unit. And they maintained. Other people were rotated in and out because the need and the value of recreation, of having that time away, is recognized as invigorating. Now, I don't want anybody necessarily going to war and having to spend excessive amounts of time on the battlefield. But they distinguished themselves, yet we know nothing about it. I think that knowing that story would inspire people of all races, all genders, to see what is possible, to see what is done, to understand that people have made contributions. When we look back at, I'm not sure that he's still in business, but Famous Amos had a large cookie corporation. Other people have done so. Now, when I talk about the 27th Cavalry Bicycle Troops, they set out from Missoula, Montana to St. Louis, Missouri, in excess of 1,900 miles. Their bicycles weighed 50 pounds, and there were no roads like we have now, because we're talking about years ago. I believe it was World War I that they were in the process of trying out bicycles to see if they would work. They didn't have multi-speed bicycles. They were the one-speed, heavy, clumsy bicycle. And they went through freezing weather with only one blanket because they needed to lighten the load as much as possible. They had to pedal, and sometimes the only way to go was on the railroad tracks. Now, you're not going to balance it up on the metal parts. You're going to be down on the rail ties. And in some cases, the hole in between there was 9 inches or more. And so this is like running down a rubbing board. Those of you that are young may not know what such a item is, but it was used by people to scrub clothes on. And it went up and down, up and down, up and down, but it was great for helping to clean clothes. Now, people have seen problems along these areas, and they have made it better. The one advantage they had is that they had a foldable bicycle that was invented by a black man. Many people today have folding bicycles so that they can take up less space. But did you know that's where it came from? And the reason that I tell you about this is not to say that that man was better than anybody else, but he had the opportunity to do it, and he did it. Had the opportunity and did it. And this is why I spend time on those particular subjects, because there are many people that are not aware of the use of bicycles in the military. Now, they had to go up and over the Continental Divide. They had to, in the middle of winter, endure snowstorms and carry their bicycles across the river. I don't mean that there was a boat there that picked them up. They had to walk across rivers, or in rivers, or on rivers, or however you do it. But it sounds cold and miserable to me. Because of the difficulty of the trip, you couldn't be any more than 5'8" or weigh more than 140 pounds. Yet these people completed the task in 41 days. The days that I would undertake something like that are long, long gone. But I can do other things. And that's why it's important to have my goals and my reasons. I want work that I have done to endure, to allow my children, my grandchildren, and people within my community and outside of my community to find a resource that they can use to understand that all people have contributed. We are in the month of Hispanic Heritage Month, and I support that as much as I do Black History Month, because there are people in that category that have done amazing things that we all need to know about, all need to know about. Now, there's an intersection between races there are some people who by definition, who by law are black, but they have passed for centuries as white. I'm not going to go down that particular rabbit hole at this point, but I use that to say that people are people. When I look at people, I look at three things: their heart, their mind, and their soul. And I believe all of us were created by God. We have put in things there to make it as what I consider to be as disruptive as possible. But I don't think God made a second team, a team that was less capable than anybody else, than anybody else. Because we have people. I think Madame Curie was of Polish extraction. I know she worked in France with her husband. And she's one of the few people to ever win Nobel Prizes in two different categories. Two different categories. Now, some people think that a woman should not be in the laboratory, should be in the kitchen. But we can change all of that, folks. It's not what you think that they can do. It's what they think that they can, what they think that they can do. In your case, you may be unfitting of the mold that people try to put you in. We see people that are over 6 foot and think that, oh, man, that's a basketball player from somewhere. Some of them have as much interest in playing basketball as I do. And that is not necessarily zero. I enjoy watching it, but I'm not very skilled at it. And I don't have the desire to become highly skilled at it. I have desires to become highly skilled in other areas. If it's an area that you appreciate, then join me. Watch me. See what happens. I post on AmazingBlackHistory.com every Thursday. Today was a little bit slow because I had back problems this morning, and it was difficult to get on the computer. Yeah, I write this story ahead of today. It was pretty much ready to go, but I had some things that I had to do in connection with it. But I had them planned out. So when we are looking at a disruptive or what can be a disruptive period, we need to plan through it. I had a friend who was a motorcyclist. He had two sons. They were both motorcyclists. They took a trip into, I believe, Canada, the wilds of Canada, and they went down a road. We didn't have GPS at the time. And Gladys West, a black female mathematician, is one of the instigators of GPS, folks. It doesn't make any difference who did it. If we can use it, let's use it. But let's give them a few of the praises that they are due while they are living. While they are living. And it encourages other people to do the same. It encourages other people to do the same. When you go through and people have seen you at Thanksgiving celebrations, celebrating some and just having a great time, and later come up to be well-known in your area of expertise. And that doesn't mean that you have to be known worldwide. It could be in your community. You could have influenced one person that goes on to something else, and they keep you in their heart, their mind, their soul, their spirit. As we continue our journey towards excellence, excellence in everything that we do. And that's why we need to know, even during those periods, I'm doing this so that my children will have something that they can look back on and say, he did it, or she did it, or they did it. However, we often look at success as being a solo journey, but it's not always a solo trip. Because people help you. People will support you once they realize that you're serious about what you're doing and give you ideas And you should do the same thing. It's not always the competition that we need to avoid. We need to look for competition. Why do I say look for competition? Because if you're in an area where nobody is looking for it, nobody's going to be there. There is going to be no competition. And the reason that there is no competition is because nobody wants it. And so what you're doing is you're building something that maybe we'll find a use for, maybe we won't. Competition shows that people are interested in it. If you likewise have an interest in it, then you can be the leading light in it. And that's good. That's good. We sometimes have to focus on who our customer is, the avatar of our customer. Who would want this? Now, you settle on that avatar, and that's what you target. You target those people. There's research that we can do. And what I like to do and what I could continue to find missing is we can talk. The number to call in to do that is 646-668-8217. 646-668-8217. What that does in many of you listening on your devices through the internet, and that's good because I want to get the information out. But if you have questions, comments, suggestions, disagreements, we can talk about them. I don't avoid these things because I learn something when we go through discussions. But sometimes I get so excited about what we're doing that I forget to give you that information. Write it down. Put it in your phone. If this is not the day that you have that question, comment, suggestion, what have you, maybe next week will. And then you don't have to go looking for the number. I try to make it available, but we do this. We have a little bit more interactivity on the Sunday show, which comes on at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, where we talk about the topics like we're going to do the 25th Cavalry Bicycle Troops, the 24th and 25th Cavalry, and the 9th and 10th were black units that fought, and they fought with distinction, because they were fighting for two reasons. Two reasons. One, to fight for the ideals set by the American people. And two, to win victory for civil rights for themselves, their families, their community. And what we have done is a tremendous disservice to all military people because we don't support them. We see that as they started off, people saw the uniform and respected the people in that uniform. As we move closer and closer to St. Louis and the Southern ideals, where these were not real people, they were only to enrich few people that were able to own enough slaves to do their bidding, to give up their work, to give up their life, to give up their freedom. They didn't give it up. They were forced into slavery. And they didn't come here without skills, many skills. As we look at South Carolina, South Carolina was noted for rice. That rice didn't come from Asia. It came from Africa. And specific groups of Africans were enslaved to do it because it was hard work. Hard work. Now, what you're doing may be difficult. In fact, it more than likely is difficult. And that's why everybody is not doing it. And this allows you to stand out. We spend too much time trying to fit in when we should be standing out. God gave us an enormous treasure. He gave us our soul, our mind, our heart, our intellect. And what has been put down most is the intellect of blacks, the motivation of blacks, and the motivation of anybody else. When we look at history, we find that in many cases it is flawed. When we look at the Golden Spike being laid at Promontory Point, Utah, joining the East and the West, we see a bunch of white people there. They didn't do most of that work. They did very little of that work. Asian workers did most of it, and many of them died in the process. Many of them did. I hope that what you're doing doesn't cause the loss of life, but there is nothing to say that what we do for pleasure won't result in that same cause. We can't look and focus on the negative except how we get to the positive. I've ridden lots of motorcycle. I probably have 300,000 miles riding up and down the west coast of America. And one of the things we always learned is if there was an object in the road that you wanted to miss, don't look at the object. Look at the path that you want to take. Look at the path that you want to take, and you will more than likely succeed. If you look at the objects, you're probably going to run into it. And we can focus on the objects in our path, but we can't go to the extreme of focusing only on the problem. We have to see our path. We have to see where we're going. This is why we come to you every Thursday at 7 p.m., every Thursday. And I want to encourage you to bring problems to us, problems that we may not be able to solve. But we find that when two or more minds are working on a problem, that we are much more likely to succeed as we look. When I am on a committee or chairing a committee, I don't want everybody to think the same because that doesn't put it through the acid test. We see so many products that came out with the belief that it was going to be tremendously acceptable, tremendously popular, and many of them are laying on the side of the road because they didn't have people looking at it from different points of view. One of the cola companies came out with a clear. I don't remember whether it was Pepsi. I think it was Pepsi, or it could have been Coke. Tastes the same. People in blind tests tasted it and liked it. But it was clear. And that was the stumbling block. Now, when Coca-Cola was first made, it was green. They were able to make a transition to a brown drink. But sometimes we don't know this. Sometimes it doesn't make a difference. We have to look. We have to try. We have to see what works. Sometimes when we are looking and talking about restaurateurs, people in the food industry, it's not what you like. It's what your customers like and want. Sometimes we can lead them on. Sometimes we can't. And this is why sometimes we work with someone else to learn certain skills. You can learn skills in the restaurant business by starting at a fast food chain. They are not all the same, but what they are is basically factories to build a particular food. If you go behind the counter at one of these fast food restaurants, this guy puts the patty on the bun, puts it just like this, and does whatever, and then it goes to the next station, the next station, the next station. Somebody has done the work of figuring out what and how do we build this. In the old days, when my mother was making hamburgers and bologna sandwiches, hot dogs and whatever, one person did the whole thing in most cases. When we had high school football games, we would be overflowing afterwards, so we had to get a jump on it. But we learned this the hard way. We learned it by mistake. We learned it by overcoming the problems that we faced. I know when she first started, she made decisions, and that's one thing that I have to credit my mother with doing, being able to make decisions. She had a chef hired. Now, she knew how to cook. She knew how to do it very well. But he was so optimistic that we would have had tons of food left over, looking at the number of turkeys and pigs and stuff that we would have cooked in anticipation of it. The place wasn't that big that we could do that. We had overflowing crowds, but we still couldn't have gone through all of that food. Sometimes common sense plays a part, and sometimes experience plays a part. You run a business, you know when the heavy seasons are, when the slack seasons are, and you work accordingly. Does that mean that that will always be ad infinitum? No, it does not. But at least it gives you a jump on what you're trying to do. This is why when we watch the news, they talk about movies coming out. Many times these things are timed to come out at a particular period of time. We see planning taking place when we see next year's fashions coming. Somebody has to have an idea of the colors that are going to be popping next year because they have to make the cloth. They have to make the type and colors of cloth that are going to be coming out. They have to have some idea of what the styles are going to be. And we can use last year's colors, last year's styles, and fill the place to the roof. That does not guarantee success. We have to have some anticipation of what's coming up. And this is just one of the industries that we see that coming up in. I see movies, and because of my interest in Black history, I like to support movies that have that theme in them. Why? Because I enjoy being entertained. I enjoy learning things. And I realize that if I support those things that I appreciate, the likelihood of getting more is greater. And so that way I support those things. Support what you like, but at the same time, live your life. You may find people that attend these events have many other things in common with you. You can expand your collection of friends, your connection of resources. You can expand so much sometimes by just opening your mouth. If it doesn't go, what have you lost? I've stood in grocery lines and said, hey, it's a mighty fine day out there today, and we end up in a conversation. Sometimes people are afraid to approach other people for sometimes the most stupid reason that you could ever think of. I've seen people that I thought, I know this is a Confederate. What if I lost? And what if I'm wrong? I find that in many cases, I have been. I've allowed my prejudices to step in the way of great friendships. And if it does not work out, what if I lost? A couple of puffs of air that I was going to breathe out anyway? I can't take it personal. I mean, I could, but I've learned that, hey, my life is so much more than that, that I am not going to take it personal. I'll go to the next person and the next person and the next person. And I started life as an introvert, very much introverted. I find now that I am not an introvert nor an extrovert. I'm an ambivert. What is an ambivert? The person can be both based on the situation. Can be both based on the situation. Like ambidextrous means you can use either hand. Ambivert means that you can be quiet on the quiet side, or you can ham it up. I couldn't see myself walking around to the party with a light shade on my head. And probably if the situation were right now, I might be able to do that. But it would be a choice made by me, not by alcohol, not by drugs, not by anything else. I used to do that. And this is one thing I want to advise you about as we get ready to go into the holiday season. Some people think that they can handle alcohol. Some people can. But unfortunately, some can't. If you fall in that category of can't or sometimes can't, you may want to avoid it, to avoid an embarrassing and sometimes costly short period of your time. Short period of your time. It's not necessary. As an introvert, I thought that I needed a few to loosen me up. No, that wasn't what loosened me up. Yeah, you get to a point where you're not in full control. If you're in full control, you can handle it without. I'm not saying don't drink, because I enjoy it, but I go weeks and then only have one, sometimes a half. I have had times when, and I enjoy various hops, various brews. But I'll have one and may not finish it. There's nothing that says that I have to. But when I found out that I could enjoy myself, enjoy parts of this without going to the extreme and making a complete fool of myself, that was a good day, folks. What you want to do is to understand, one, who you are, what you're capable of doing, and what your weaknesses are. Sometimes you need to work on your strengths, sometimes your weaknesses. It is all up to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, because I strongly encourage adults to allow children, if they are interested, to listen to programs like this, because it shows them what they can do, what they're capable of doing, what other people have done. You may have a child that's struggling in math, and the solution to that may be to talk to another student or tutor. It depends. My daughter, when she would go to school, could hardly wait to get home, not that she hated school, but so that she could teach her brother what she had learned. And that worked out well for both of them. Both of them. You sometimes see experiences, desires being fueled at an early age. You may have had a desire to do so. I didn't have a desire to teach. Both of my parents taught at one time, but I did not have that. The reason to you may not make a lot of sense, but I knew that I was going to come out of school and be relegated to the black schools. And it wasn't the fact that I didn't think that black kids could do exactly what I wanted them to do, to get that fire going in their belly. But I knew that if somebody saw that fire, that it would be a difficult road to hoe, because some people have done that. My period to teach is now. I'm doing part of it now. The growth that I have gone through to make this possible, there were years in my life when there is no way that I would have gotten on the internet talking to you about anything anything, even though you didn't know who I was. I could pass you on the street and you not know it. All of these things were there, but there was self-doubt. God helped me remove much of that self-doubt. A lot of it came from participating in Toastmasters. Toastmasters is not the only program there, but I have seen in the clubs that I have visited, and I've visited clubs on the East Coast and the West Coast, is that they are people there helping you get over. Many people see public speaking as bad as death, and I can understand that because I've been there. I get better. There are so many people that are working on products, and this is very important, folks, that are working on products, working on ideas, and are not ready to put it out there. Why? Because it isn't perfect. Let me clue you in on something. We as human beings are not perfect. We're not perfect. And so what is better than being perfect? Getting it done. Getting it done. Getting started. We're going to get better because we may enlist the aid of other people. We may be able to employ other people to do various aspects of what's going on. God has a plan. It is us that are looking in the face of our Creator and saying, are you sure this is for me? Yes. I wouldn't have put you there. I wouldn't put the idea in your mind if it were not for you. It is for you. Well, what if I failed? So what? You have made a contribution. You made a contribution to what's going on. When we look at many of the people, we had a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Solomon Carter Fuller on the Sunday show. Solomon Carter Fuller, I didn't even, had never heard his name. And we graduated from the same college, Livingstone College, Salisbury, North Carolina. And what's so special about him? Although there were limited opportunities for blacks to get into medicine, he got into medicine, earned his MD degree. He became the first black psychiatrist in the country. And he was skilled at autopsies. He was working on a program looking at Alzheimer's disease, which we're struggling with now. And I don't care if you're black, white, red, yellow, green, whatever. You are interested in these successes. And he was one of the leading authorities. In fact, Dr. Alzheimer chose him personally to continue research on the product. I believe Fuller died in 1914. He was unable to gather funds for his research. Why? Because of the color of his skin. When we look at these men biking across the United States, in the West, where they did not depend on free labor, they saw the uniform and they respected the people that wore it. As it got closer to the states of slavery, the people looked through the uniform and saw the skin and disrespected them, although they had sworn their life. After this march was over, it was just a matter of months before they were sent to fight in the Spanish War, and they distinguished themselves once again. God didn't make a joke. You are not the butt of a joke, but you must believe. You must have faith in yourself. You must have faith in a higher power in order to make this work. Ladies and gentlemen, remember that number because we're going to close the program shortly. But write this down. Put it in your phone. 646-668-8217. I want to get off at this point because I know it takes a little bit of time to get on. We have Deacon Wesley Armstrong coming on, another powerful and program that can influence you. And I want him to be able to come on at 8 p.m. So in order to do that, I'm going to be signing off. I want you to understand that we come to you every Thursday at 7 p.m. And we come to you Sunday. And I hope that you'll join us on Sunday because we're going to talk about the 25th Cavalry Bicycle Troops that made a 1,900-plus mile journey over some of the roughest and inhospitable terrain possible, a group of all-black soldiers who set out on a bicycle. Not one bicycle. They each had their own bicycle. But I want you to join that because I think there's an inspirational story there that you can grow from. So what I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to end this broadcast. I'm going to invite you to join us next week again at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. using the same contacts that you had today. And with that, I want you to be blessed. But I want you to recognize the fact that you were created by God. You were created to succeed, and you will. Believe in your success. Believe in the gift that God has given you and develop it to its. My friends, I want to thank you for joining us. The program you're listening to is Faith on the Road to Success, and I am your host, John C. Abercrombie. Stay around for Deacon Armstrong at 8 p.m. Be blessed, my friends. Be blessed.